choose has been compromised. You have been force-fed the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
It's true. You got to beat the man to be the man. Woo. Ladies and gentlemen, we did it. We made it 5 fucking years in this horrible shit area that I haven't left since we fired up fucking Not For Air 5 years ago. I think Tuesday. Boy, Tuesday was a fun day too. Christ. But we can't talk about that. That never happened. So here we are. We made it. 5 fucking years. Is it Not For Air podcast done? I haven't done the episode yet, but sometime this month, whether regardless of Matt jumps on or not, I'm shutting the bitch down. I really want him to come on though. I really wanted to do it together with me, him, and Boots and Bart. But if he can't, he can't. It's, you know, it's whatever. It's fine. But we did it. We made it 5 years. I made it 5 years. 3 years on my own. 3 years on my own, and nobody thought I could probably ever do it. I don't know. Doesn't matter. And I am running the monkey farm. Oh, yeah. I am running Podunk Radio as we speak. So welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio here on podunkradio.com, and if this is a Tuesday or Wednesday, Metal Zone Radio out of Melbourne. But for the time being, I'm running the Monkey Farm, which doesn't really need a whole lot of running. This is a very awesome station. Everybody is really, really chill, and all the shows are better than mine. Except for Underground Horror Radio. That is better than mine, too, even though I'm on it, and I produce it, and I own it. My wife's on it, and she's better than me, too. But, no, for reals. For reals. No, it's true. Yeah. So, Jackson's sanity has a lot of stuff going on. He's a busy guy. And we don't want the station to just not exist. So, I said, all right, I will help run things for a while. And, you know, we got Best Tables in Hell. We have the Sick Boys. I mean, we have fucking Loud, Fast, and Shitty. Underground Horror Radio. Not for air. So it's a really, really smooth thing, you know. And, hey, just to save time, if you want your music played and me to go over it, it's easy. Just email and send them to notforair@live.com. That's NOTFORAIR, not for air, not the fucking number because that's stupid. Sonny, I'm talking to you, @live.com. And I'll go through it and I'll play some stuff. That's what I do. I play music. I have a radio show. I have three fucking radio shows and like two other podcasts. But we made it to five, everybody. I am proving right here and right now in a time where everybody is jumping on the podcast ship 10 years later than when it started. I was in 5 years into it and it was still new. But proving that any guy, if you really, really want to do this, you fucking can. I mean, I'm nobody special. I'm not. I mean, if I want to add the ego in, okay, fine. I'll add the ego in for like 2 minutes. Okay. What have I done? What have we done? And the listeners as well. In an area that sucks ass, the Treasure Coast is full of bro-dozing douchebags and high school mentality and basically old boy network of annoyance. We did start a podcast in an area that didn't have an alternative podcast. And we made fun of a lot of stuff. We interviewed bands. Nobody else is doing that. Interviewed Define Normal. That was cool. Went to many, many shows and gave the bands to be heard a chance in this area. And don't get me wrong, we're not the only ones in Florida. I think Loud, Fast, and Shitty, if I'm not wrong, is based in Tampa, I think. So Tampa's got shows. Orlando's got shows as far as podcasts and radio and music and stuff. So I'm not the only one doing it, but I'm the only one that was in the Treasure Coast in South Florida doing it like this. There is Jolt Radio down in Miami, which is really awesome. So that's cool. We did that, so we interviewed a lot of local bands, touring bands, interviewed many, many people from conventions with Underground Horror Radio, so no Not Fair, no Underground Horror Radio, no wife, so. Got mad for a while, called everybody out on some stuff, I was being an asshole, and I'm still doing stuff now, still go to shows, people still like me. Not a lot of people can get away with that. I have a punk rock-ish show, and I'm on a metal station that has the rest of the shows pretty much all metal. And I have a metal show on there. And I don't even like metal as much as I like punk rock. But I do like bands. And I do have friends that are in bands that are in metal bands. So not a lot of people can get away with doing that. And a horror show. I did that. Conventions. Never been. Went there. Conquered. Go to a lot of conventions now. Do interviews. Have a good time. Hang out with people. It's nice. Friends with a lot of people in the geek community. Florida geek scene. So, you know, I've done a lot of cool shit for not having anything either, except just being like, hey, this is what we're doing. We just do this. It's as simple as that. I love radio, and I as much as I wish I could be on FM, I'm starting to be like, no, I'm not. Because what we're going to do is we're going to push the underground, and we're going to push the independent radio, such as like Podunk and, of course, Metal Zone, which is out of Melbourne, and all these other people, and let people know this stuff is awesome. Get on the computer, get on your phones, and listen to this stuff. There are a lot of bands out there. For all those people, granted, some areas, punk rock is pretty non-existent for the most part. I'll say that it wasn't very like it used to. Does that mean that punk rock is dead now? Because I play nothing, well, not nothing but punk rock, but I play a shit ton of punk rock. This whole station has nothing but great punk rock shows. So, you know what I mean? You know, it's... So when people go, no, punk's dead. No, fucker. Punk is not dead. Punk is just, there's other stuff going on that just isn't always punk, but there is a lot of good punk shows. Is there a lot of punk shows in the Treasure Coast? There's a couple really good punk bands in the Treasure Coast and touring, but there isn't the biggest punk scene here. We don't really have much of a scene. We have a lot of people that like to go to shows, depending on who's playing, and hang out. There are a lot of good people for metal shows, but I think West Palm Beach might have it a little bit better. You know, we went to Authority Zero on Friday, and I'll tell you about how that went. And a little bit here. There's nothing really happening this weekend except for Take Warning playing at Terra Fermata in downtown Stewart, which is a nice little tiki place, actually. Very cool. Definitely check that out. And if you're into that kind of stuff. And we'll get them back. Anyway, here's some tunes. Bye.
Baby, when you cry, your face is momentary. You hide your and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubble gum.
Watch some show that's shit just because you don't like Seth MacFarlane.
Like that fucking Napoleon Dynamite cartoon. That movie was fucking terrible. What makes you think the cartoon will be any good?
Justin Jordan and Matt Hickman. Two guys desperately protecting their virginity. Not for air. Underground Radio.
And now it's in time for some really weird shit. I don't know how this is going to go, but we're going to do it anyway.
Thank you.
I don't think that was Kansas, so I can't really get in trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm an asshole. Anyway, what's up? Welcome back. You made it somehow. Did you tell your friends like I asked you to? Did you go and tell your friends to listen to Not For Air? Did you? Come on, you can be honest. I understand if you didn't, because I don't do half the shit I'm allowed to do or told to, and I'm not upset. Ooh, this is going to be a throwback. It's Thursday. It's Throwback Thursday, so we're going to... I caved in and decided that that's a thing, even though I don't like it. You know what? That's a good song, too. We're going to play that. Fuck you. Anyway, unfortunately, some shit news happened during the week. If you paid a bunch of money to see Ronda Rousey beat the shit out of somebody within 34 seconds, that was a waste. Good for Ronda, though. And Roddy Piper died. Roddy Piper, which I miss. I saw him at last year in May. I was there with Nicole. Not this May that just happened, but last year. And we were at Mayhem and Spooky Empire. And I didn't actually get to talk to him, but he was right behind me talking to people, and I got a good look at him. And said, "It's Roddy Piper." I'm like, "He's cool." So it's sad that he passed away at 61, because 61 is not fucking old. 61 is only like 32 years older than I am. You know, maybe 31. So it's not old at all, to be honest. So it's just sad that Roddy Piper died, because he was great, and they live... And Frog, you know, Hell Comes to Frogtown. And, you know, he was on, like, Walker, Texas Ranger. He was in the wrestling. He was a wrestler. It's Roddy Piper. He's in the Saints Row game. So it's sad, because Roddy Piper was cool. So anyway, that's out of the way. I hate talking about stuff like that. So, I don't know why I fucked up with the state that's in the United States band called Kansas. I think that's what it's called. I don't think it was actually the band, though. We're still in air? Good. Okay, so, anyway. We're running a monkey farm, and I'm running it right into the ground. So, what else is going on? Authority Zero was last Friday at Respectables, so we went. Me and my friends. And it was a good show. Break the Hero, local St. Lucie guys, friends. They opened. It was good. All the bands were pretty good punk bands except for one. One band was I call it a flaunt band. I wouldn't say hipsterish. I'm just saying they didn't have a bassist. They had a keyboard that was a bass, which is fine. And it wasn't a punk band. And this was a punk show. So it wasn't bad. I was just like, no, I can't do it. So it wasn't the worst thing, but Authority Zero itself, of course, packed the house. It was a really fun show. It was good to go to a concert, you know, not just locals, but a concert, without having to go to the amphitheater, because that's just too expensive. So, but hey, I mean, like I said, we had Green Jello here in St. Lucie. We had Primer 55 in St. Lucie, you know, and we had, and then, you know, they were down there playing over at Respectables with Authority Zero. So we do get a lot of good shows kind of coming through. We're getting it back. And if we keep these stations like this station going, which we will, and other ones, and having these shows, Metal Zone Radio is booking all kinds of shows or sponsoring a bunch of shows up in Melbourne. And now I think Sanford. I think they're going to have a punk show with a bunch of punk bands, which is funny. Metal Zone Radio, well, I guess Not For Air is kind of supporting it. Because we are, obviously, but we're on Metal Zone. Metal Zone's sponsoring that, and we're the punk show that's on Metal Zone. So you see the circle here? But a lot of good stuff. There's a lot of good bands and music you just don't fucking know about, and you need to. You know, that's the mission of this, to play that. And she's like, "Why are you talking then?" I don't know. Because I want to. I want to talk. I want to be your friend. Don't talk to me in real life, though. I don't want to talk to you then. Now, yeah, I do. If you talk to me in Grand Theft Auto, that's fine. Because I'm giving people a chance to hang out with me, you know, on video games. So if you find NFA McPatches, that's how you fucking say it, dummy, then you can hang out with me on there. In fact, I want to make this show more interactive. I really do. I want there to be interaction. Granted, this isn't necessarily live for reasons because I'm busy. But, you know, we can do this interactively. I want this to be interactive. Who can we get on the phone right now that could be interactive? Should I call somebody? That's how we did that Gentile episode. Me and Matt did all of this a while back. And, you know, let's see. Who do we know that we like that we can call? Who do I like? I know, isn't that horrible? It's like, who do you like, McPatches? No one. I wouldn't mind getting my buddy Tony Jenkins on the phone. He's the one who wrote our intro song. I could just call a local live band. I could just call Mad Dog again. I don't have his number, though, I don't think. Oh, we're not calling anybody. I could call people I don't like. Call businesses. Maybe I could do that. I don't know. I hit like, goddamn. Why isn't it... Ah, you fucking whore. What is going on? Why can't I like your shit? I'm friends with you. I hate Facebook. Oh, Facebook, you are a whore. Just so you know. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. So, again, about Facebook. People are like, I have so many likes. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have likes on Facebook. That doesn't mean shit. Having so many likes doesn't mean that I don't have a shit ton of shows that I've done. It's all fucking documented and all on here. You know, it's that is saying, hey, I have all this shit. Listen, whether you like it or not, that's fine. You don't have to like the show. Hell, you don't have to like me. You might like it, though. You just got to give it a chance. There's a lot of good music out there. You know? So, like, for instance, with Flashback Friday, we're going to play a band that I heard back in 2001 on a crappy movie that was on tape from Walmart, known as Sleepy Hollow High. I don't know why I'm doing a spooky voice. Fuck it.
Yeah. undefined, unbalanced, out of control, explosions in bullet holes, no remorse, full of hate, my sickness contains your fate. I get on board with an education, a filtered life, a filtered nation. I get on board my sanity, devoid of all reality. My anger consumes me, medication defines me, my sanity escapes me, desperation makes me confusion, delusion, paranoia, retribution. Welcome to my reality, dictated by my poverty. Poverty. My sickness, my mind, my madness undefined, unbalanced, out of control, explosions in bullet holes, with no remorse, full of hate, the my sickness dictates your fate. My chemical dependency dictates my sanity. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night, just major sweat, my heart pounding, my fists are clenched, but I can't afford my medication. Oh God, I need those pills, or something bad's gonna happen. But I can't afford my medication, my medication. I can't afford my medication. I feel your blood, I feel your nation. I can't afford my sanity. I can't afford your reality.
Anyway, everybody, welcome to Tony Jenkins, the man himself who made the awesome intro that I have yet to make a video for. But I do love the song.
I stole you a new theme, don't worry.
I love the song. We play it every week because you're awesome and you made it for us. So how's things up north?
Well, I'm calling from work and then 20 minutes I'm off and then I go to my other job. So, I mean, it's not too bad.
Same old shit.
You know how it is, every day, day in, day out.
It doesn't end. It never ends. That's the whole thing of life. It's just your workout. How's the music coming?
Well, it's going pretty good. You know, in case anybody doesn't know, I'm in a horror punk band. Truett's finishing up the artwork with Kevin Michael. Those two have been working pretty hard at it.
Wait, so how do you say it? Is it? I call it Tron. It's not Tron, is it?
No, it's like literally like Truant, like
Jesus.
A Truant officer.
I've been fucking calling it Trant for like 2 fucking years on the air on Underground Horror Radio with Nicole. I'm like, yeah, my boy Jay Trant. You know, I'm like, God damn.
It's okay. We'll just say that's like the French pronunciation or something like that. You're out there in Florida and shit, so we'll just be like, yeah. yeah, that's just the accent.
I even call him Tron. I'm like, well, there's a U, but I don't know what that's for. Oh, Christ. No, he's a cool dude. I like him. And I him and Charlotte and you guys, I'm glad you guys are kicking ass with the album.
Yeah, it's only taken us 2 years to make the album.
Hey, DIY, know? Man. Like, it's just you guys doing it. Well, what can you do, you know?
Well, it's the Chinese Democracy of horror punk albums, I guess.
No, it'll be better than Chinese Democracy. I don't want to hear that shit. God.
It didn't happen. That never existed.
It was awful. I'm like, no. We might as well put that with Saint Anger. It's like, no.
Hey, I actually like a track off of Saint Anger.
I like a track off of, what was that Rancid album I couldn't stand? It was Indestructible? I don't know, I think it was. I don't know, but it wasn't a good Rancid album. Like, this is not good. But, so things are going good up there.
Hey,
right?
Rancid, most people just think Outcome the Wolves anyway, so what's the point?
Hey, Outcome the Wolves is fucking awesome.
Yeah, but that's all everybody ever knows. They're just like, yeah, that album. And I'm just like, you know, what about their little B-sides thing that I picked up on Hot Topic? You know, people are like, what are you talking about? It's like, well, they have this cool song called Tattoo. You know, it's, you probably never heard of it because it's actually, you know, something that's not popular.
Fuck popularity.
Right?
You won't get that on fucking Podunk. Which, did I don't know if you heard, but at the start of the show, I announced that I'm running things right now at Podunk. For a little while. I'm going to... Jackson Sanity is a busy guy, and he's got a lot of stuff going on, so I decided to help him out, and I'm taking over and running the monkey farm for a while.
I did not hear that, but that's awesome. Good job to you, and, well, apparently the insanity caught up to him, so Jackson's going to be doing whatever he wants to do for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's in good hands. I mean, it's Podunk. All the shows are good. Then there's my show, but all the other shows are good, so we're all right.
Well, you got Sick Boys, you've got your Underground Horror Radio, you've got Not For Air.
Hey, everything but Not For Air is good. we turned 5, just so you know. We just hit 5 the other day.
5 years old. I feel like I should get you a cupcake for your birthday or something.
I think so. That would be awesome, considering as much as we do, I think a cupcake or a reach around would be in fucking order. Something.
Okay. Dirk can give you the reach around. I'll give you the cupcake.
I'm just going to keep calling him Tron. Fuck him. Just because that's what I know him as by. It's like fucking Tron. He's a zombie guy.
We got the one fan. Watch. He's going to actually message me. He's going to be like, Tony, you're actually saying it wrong. You know, Justin's right. It actually is Tron. And I'll just be like, what? And I will look like the jackass.
Yeah, you know, I told him, I messaged him like about a week or two ago, and I said, hey, I think that you and Charlotte need to do a podcast. And he's like, yeah, we've been thinking about it. I'm like, you need to do it. I'll help produce it. And we can do it, you know, just like this or through microphones and stuff through the internet. But I think they'd be really good about having their own little podcast about horror, you know, especially those two.
Oh, listening to them go back and forth about what movies they like, dislike, and I want to hear them argue. In case you've never seen them argue over anything, it is hilarious.
Yeah, I love those guys. I think they're great because they really have a handle on the Facebook page and the websites, and they love horror. I mean, they're fans just like me and you. They love it, and that's what they do, and they have a great presence online, and they have a lot of good topics they post. And, of course, you get all these other pages that are stealing shit, and that's why I started watermarking my stuff. But that's you know how it goes. People like it, they'll take it. And I'm like, I respect that because at the same time, if somebody wanted to just copy this show, not do the show, but like literally just download it off of Podbean, was like playing it around, I wouldn't care. At least I get to listen
to it. Outside the music of Tron, as you call it, outside of that music, you know, if somebody stole some of my songs, said they did it, I'd be like, you know what, more power to you. If you want to say you did something shitty like that, then, you know, I guess you deserve to be able to steal it.
So,
I wouldn't fucking care.
Are you going to stay up north, or are you going to join the iZombie train and head south and come to my neck of the woods? I don't know where he's going in Florida, but didn't you hear that homeboy's leaving?
He's going to the Jacksonville area.
Oh, see, that's 6 hours north of me. Nope. I'll never see him. I'll be like, fuck that.
I've got a couple options. I mean, I could join the band Grimm and, like, try to go to Springfield and play death metal. I could stay here in the Midwest, or I can head out to Florida.
Grab Tron, and Charlotte, and everybody just come to Florida, and then in October we'll kick ass at Spooky Empire.
Well, it sounds like a good idea to me, especially if we actually have a pirate ship involved.
Right. We don't have the biggest. We have a horror thing down here besides our show. I mean, like, there is a presence, but it's not as huge. It only happens like at cons in like October. Other than that, it's kind of like, nope. And I'm like, well, that sucks. That's hence why I stick to mostly just regular punk rock with, you know, Not For Air, which I started anyway. But it's like, I like it in October because everybody starts getting weird and have great ideas and are like, hey, let's do this. And I'm like, fucking A. Because you know me and you, I love Halloween year round, so.
Oh, absolutely. I'm the same way, and that's why in this small town of 6,000 people that I live in, that is podunk as fuck. I'm just kind of like,
which is why you're on Podunk Radio. Oh,
like, yeah, you're weird. Go away.
Well, where does Jay and Charlotte? They live in the same town you do, or just like over the another town?
Oh, no. They're Chicago.
Oh, okay. They're further away from you.
They're
okay.
Smart. They live in the big city. They live the big life. And then I'm 2 hours south of them in a small little hole in the wall that's never really known for the Sweet Corn Festival that comes through every year.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, that's it. It is literally like, we used to have as many bars as we had churches, but then the couple closed down, so.
Oh, well.
Yeah, we don't have much to offer.
Yeah, you got you. You got everybody that's like you and me and a couple other people that are into that kind of stuff. It's cool. But, yeah, we'll have to come up with some kind of, we'll do like a big, maybe we'll do like a Google Hangout or something, like video where all of us are just hanging out and stuff and bullshitting about music and horror and stuff. We'll come up with something cool coming up soon. I got to think of something else to do. I got this. I got Not For Air. I'm shutting down the podcast, which is fine. And then I got Underground Horror Radio, which is still going on. And then I got the metal. I got a metal show now that's on the metal channel that we're on in Florida. And I got a band, a friend of mine's that are in band and a metal band. And I let them kind of just take over, and I just kind of produce it. And I'm the odd guy out that doesn't listen to a lot of metal, so it's kind of cool. So I got like all this stuff going on, and I'm like always thinking something new. Like, oh wait, I got an idea. Let's do this. No, let's go do that. It's like my wife's all like, calm down. You got to think of one thing at a time. And I'm like, no, I have too much to do. So we'll figure out something fun to do.
I'm waiting on a Sharknado fan club podcast that you're going to come up with one of these
days. Listen, the next movie, I know how they can fix it. I know how they can keep her alive. They should just add time travel. I'm waiting on time travel. They went to space. Just give us time travel. That's all I want. Just give us fucking time travel. That's how you fix anything. Terminator. Well, the new Terminator, you know, Star Trek, just do time travel. And this new Nightmare reboot should be time travel. Let's just fuck everything up.
I don't even want to talk about the new reboot.
I know, I heard about it last night.
People should be excited. I'm like, no, because there's a chance it could actually be worse than the one with Jackie Earl Haley. So it's like,
What, Rorschach Kruger? Somebody should take a picture of him and then put like the Rorschach mask on Freddy. Like, just be like.
I think this must happen. If there's not artwork, if there's not a meme out there now that has that,
they
in
need
there,
to do it. Yeah.
Somebody's got to make one as soon as they hear this.
Oh yeah. So how's you also, besides you're an admin on the Bloody Pit of Horror. I know you're on there, and of course, True Aunt or Trant or whatever you want to call him today, Jay. I can't believe I didn't know his last. I fucking look at names and I just assume that's what it is. Jesus. But besides that, you run the what's the punk one called again? Because I'm on there once in a while, but there's so many punk pages on Facebook or groups that I don't know. Which is the punk page that you run on Facebook?
Punk's Not Dead, Just Drunk and Unconscious.
That's the one, yeah. That one's funny. People get all butthurt on there about all kinds of stupid shit. It's like, dude, it's punk rock. There's really no fucking rules. It's just, so this guy wears a shirt. Who gives a shit? Just do your thing. You know, and everybody gets all up in arms about stuff on there. I see it all the time, and you're like, I don't care.
you really can't make people happy on that page. I mean, I've been called everything from a juggalo because I was like, hey, I'm in a horror punk band. Here's some makeup. And they're just like, oh, you're a juggalo. Like, yeah, cool. Thanks for being assumptive assholes. You know, everything that you say you're against, that's exactly what you just did in that fucking comment.
Hey, which is worse, being a juggalo or being a brony?
I don't fucking care. It's just whatever. It's a punk page. They've left. New people have come along. Hey.
Yeah, it's a cool page. I like it. You know me. I don't play by the rules of this or that. I just do what I want. You know me. I'm like that. But
always have been. Always will be.
Yeah, that's why we get along so well. That's why we got our little group and, you know, our horror group and all that. We all get along and, like, you know, get other people that post on the page and it's like, hi, and then meanwhile I'll just post whatever, and Jay's always like, yeah, that's good. He's like, that makes sense. It's like, he made a good point. I'm like, well, I'm not here to argue. I'm just here to point out that this is what I think. And he gets that. And, you know, we all have good ideas and stuff. And I like our little group, even though we all don't get to hang out in person because we all live far away, that we got our little group, and that's cool. So.
Okay, by me. It lets me know that other people are out there. We'll meet up one of these days, though. It's on, like, our to-do list.
Yes, definitely on a to-do list. So, if there's ever, like, a concert down here you come to, I'll go to. Or if I ever have a trip chance to go up north and go to the Midwest, obviously I'll stop by. And we'll do a show. We need to get like more people listening. I think. I mean, 5 years is good, but I mean, come on, you gave us a great intro. People need to listen. There's a lot of good bands that people don't even know exist out there, and that's part of the problem. I hear this still. Oh, punk is dead. There's no good punk rock. I'm like, are you fucking stupid? Are you fucking serious? Yes, where I live, it's not the biggest thing in the world. I understand that, but. Online throughout the country and the world, they got people in Ireland that love Not For Air and underground horror radio, especially. There's plenty of punk rock. People just don't know it. It's weird.
Well, see, that's the problem, though, man. People are like you said, people are like, oh, punk's not dead, or punk's dead. It's like, well, have you ever actually stopped to give it a chance? Or are you just going to go out and keep going to like Hot Topic or keep going to like your local music stores and buying what's popular? Like, are you even actually trying to find it for yourselves? Or how about that guy over there on the street corner with a studded vest? How about you go ask him, like, hey, man, what about some local punk bands? It's not that hard. It can be found if you really want to find it.
He walks over. The guy just decks him. No, I'm just kidding. Here's some hoodlum. Don't pay attention. He's that guy. I don't know. I just saw Authority Zero last week. They were good. You know, you heard of Authority Zero, right?
No, actually, I don't think I have. Check these guys out.
They had one or two hits on the FM radio back in the day, but... like I saw them in a bake sale, which is our huge when we had a radio station here concert at the end of the year, and they were really good. They actually split the pit on the side stage in half. They literally had everybody go to one side and the other, and then run into each other, like just rush. It was cool. I couldn't do it now at my age of 33, but 20-year-old me was like, "Oh, this is awesome." Now I'd be like, "I'm standing all the way over there, not getting hit." But it was they did that.
I'm getting a little older too. Yeah, right.
Oh, well, you're more shaped than I am. You're fucking, every time I see you, like, why is he keep getting bigger? Why is he lifting all the time? And it's like, Tony lifts. I'm like, okay. I don't lift. Tony lifts.
I lift the weights, but I'm still a fat ass, dude. I don't do that cardio business.
You just want to lift. You're like, I don't want to run. Fuck that.
Right?
You'll just...
If I have to run, I'm just going to die. I'm going to die of a zombie apocalypse. It's guaranteed.
Press bench them. There you go. Just like, right? I got this. Ugh. Okay. Just, you could like lift up a car for somebody as they get away. It's like, no, I got this. I got this. Nah. But no, everybody, I thank you, Tony. We all love you, and you're great, and you've been nothing but a huge supporter of Not For Air for years. I don't even know how many fucking years it's been, but it's been like a couple of years that you've been really backing us. So... Definitely appreciate that.
Hey, don't worry about it. Just let me know when you want a new theme. In fact, maybe I'll even make one this weekend.
Maybe. I don't know. It's kind of hard to top the last one. I really love it. It kind of reminds me of the AVGN theme a little bit. Don't, you know, from the Angry Video Game Nerd. He's on YouTube. And I'm like, it just kind of reminds me of his theme. Where I'm like, I got a theme.
Dude, his fucking shit's awesome. I love those fucking videos.
Right? And I just think of that because I'm like, I have a theme song. That's fucking cool. One I didn't have to make. That's awesome. So, you know, give my best to Trant, whatever. Poor
Trant.
Jay. Poor Jay. He's going to hear this and be like, what the fuck?
Right.
Sorry, Jay.
Sure.
Yeah, tell him I said hey. And
here.
Everything. I can't wait to hear your guys' new stuff when it's done. So let me know so I can play it. Hell, we can even do, if you want, we can even do like a little listening party or something. And, you know, get, when it's ready, you know, we'll leak it slowly, you know, and we'll have like a listening party, and we'll get, you know, people on YouTube or on Google Hangouts or something, and people want to write in or something or participate. That'd be cool. I'm down. Anything you guys want to do, just let me know.
What? You've been supporting us. I'll tell you what, when I get back from job number two, I'll leak you a track or two off there that you haven't heard.
All right.
Sure, it's going to kill me, but that's okay.
Well, I don't want them to kill you. Don't let them kill you.
Help
me. No, I don't want them to get too mad about
it. No, he won't get mad. Worst case scenario, I just become another zombie, and then, shit happens.
I got to, you know, I think it would be good for his ensemble that if we just have the robot part of it. I think that would be cool. Just, like,
Trump. Got to make that movie, man. Make the movie.
I know. I got the robot suit sitting in the corner. It's kind of dead. It's just sitting there. I haven't used it. It's too hot. Too much work. Hey, but I was in green Jell-O with it before I stopped wearing it for a while. So I was in. Yes, there's actual pictures that's on Facebook. I the robot suit was in fact in green Jell-O with Bill Manspeaker. Yes. So I was a member of Green Jell-O not once but twice now, and the robot. So that's cool.
That's impressive.
Hey, I don't got much going for me, but I got that. So anyway, we're out of here. Everybody, thanks for listening. I'm going to let Tony go. We're going to go. I'm going to play one more song. And then that's it for Not For Air, their five-year boring-ass anniversary. But next week I'll play more tunes and stuff, and you know how it goes. All right. Bye, Tony. Thanks a lot.
Air Underground Radio.